Okay, so everyone take a deep breath. And so I was, we're going to show you how to change the belief, and you'll see how elegant and practical and useful it is. I happened to be talking to Sky on break, and she's offered to work with her belief up front. So thank you for that. So come on up front. Okay, so the first thing we want to do is, what I'm going to do is I'll ask Sky to state her belief, and we'll make sure it's it's a well-formed belief. And then once we do that, then we're going to go for the positive purpose. So what does holding that belief get for Sky? And it's good to write it down. Sky just asked somebody to write it down for her and take notes. So that's
so I don't have to remember.
So first thing, you get the belief. Second thing is you ask, how does holding that belief serve you? So the second step is you're going to get the positive purpose. Then once we do that, then the next thing that we'll do is we'll ask Sky where she feels the belief when she thinks about it. So we'll ask her where she feels that in her body, and of course she'll show us. And then once we do that, we'll have her pull it out, spin it out, get a gift, get the meaning of the gift, if it's appropriate, send it out, bring it back, and then she'll bring it in. And then once she brings it in, then I'll ask her to form a new belief. And we want to make sure that the new belief satisfies the elements of the positive purpose. And then that will be the process. So you ready to do that?
Yes.
Okay, great. So please, what is your belief?
That I'm alone because it sounds terrible because I was better than anybody in the school.
Okay, so yeah. I'm alone because I was better than anybody in the school. And I've heard much, much worse beliefs than that. So I've done a lot of belief change works, and that's not so bad. So, and as you can see, there's a little bit of emotion there, so we want to honor that. So say it one more time, please.
That I'm alone because I'm better than everybody in the school.
Okay, so I'm alone because I'm better than everyone in the school. And the sense is I get that's kind of generalized in your life, which is why you're wanting to change that, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Sky, when you think about that belief, how does holding that belief serve you?
Well, it does bring a lot of success in my life, but it keeps me from it keeps me getting close to people.
Okay. So it's brought you success, but at the same time, it's kept you from getting close.
Right, or people don't want to be close to me.
Or people don't want to be close to you. Okay. So when you think about that belief, and it brings you a lot of success, then what does having that success do for you? What do you get from having that success?
The positive side is security, easy life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So having the success then gives you security.
Peace of mind. Financially.
Okay. And you basically said the belief is that because I'm better than others, I'm alone.
Right.
And so... And so how that serves you is it's helped you be more successful.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
And I'm still not getting clarity on the purpose, so that's why I'm restating and starting over. So by being more successful, how does that serve you? What's the gift that comes in that?
the gift that comes from being successful. I'm struggling with the gifts from being successful. One side is it provides me peace of mind, right? Mm-hmm. A good life, easy life. Mm-hmm. Why am I struggling on this side?
So what's this side?
Yeah.
There's obviously somewhat of a conflict
there. There's a conflict there.
That right. So what's over here? So we want to get the positive.
And it's been this way, right?
Yeah, so what's the positive?
The positive.
How does that serve you? What's the benefit?
That I feel above people. Like I feel, it's so arrogant, but that's like I'm better than other people in the arrogant.
Okay. Well, and that's hard to admit, so thank you.
Yeah.
And how does that...
Like I'm not right from saying it.
How does that serve you? What's the benefit? So we're just going straight back to the meta outcome question.
The benefit of being arrogant?
Yeah. How's that serve you? There's got to be... What do you get from being arrogant? From not wanting to be arrogant. Sorry. What do you get from not wanting... Because ultimately, you don't want to be arrogant.
Right, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I feel bad even saying it.
Yeah. So what do you want to get from not being arrogant?
What do I want to get? I want to get close relationships with other people.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to have close relationships.
Yeah. I've sidetracked a little bit. My six-year-old brother, at the time he was six, now he's 40, whatever. At 6 year old, he said, "Sky is here, everybody else is here." Like, mm-hmm. that's not close to other mm-hmm. people. Like, that's the...
So she's just showing us, even with her hands then, that really, ultimately, as I think she'd
There's
like this to come like this and to start having that connection.
Yes.
By the way, when you get something like this, that's what you're holding in your mind's eye, right?
Yes.
Is that you're separate from them that
Yes.
way. So imagine going around with that in your life all the time. So this isn't just a metaphor, that's literally what she's doing inside.
And my sense is that all parts of you wants that connection.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
to be successful.
It answers all my questions. Why people don't get me, that's why. Mm-hmm. Why they can't get close to me, that's why.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, and there's that deeper part of you that wants the connection and the success.
Absolutely.
Right? Ultimately.
Yes.
And so by having that connection and that success, we're going to just see how, take this a little bit further. So having that connection and that success.
Yes.
What is having
You mean both success and connection?
Both success.
Okay.
What does that do for you now?
Wow. That would be an awesome life. That would have everything then.
Okay.
Like everything in life.
So that'd be an awesome one.
Yeah. Like relationship.
Relationship. Mm-hmm. So you'd have a relationship and an awesome life.
Relationships.
Plural.
Yes.
That's the importance of backtracking, okay, is you want to always get their words. And I said relationship, and having that S, relationships,
it's
plural.
It's important to me.
Is very important.
Yes.
Okay.
So can I just point out something? So there's a conflict going on here. Here we need the new belief needs to hold both sides. If you just said stayed with success, so what does success get for you? This one would still be a problem because it said, well, I don't want to be arrogant.
Yeah.
If you went with this one, you said, well, I don't want to be arrogant, I want to be humble and have relationships.
Yes.
This one's going, but I'll never have success doing that. Mm-hmm. So you, whatever the new belief is, you need both elements to be satisfied. So, and you got a big insight a minute ago, so that was...
And what she said is ultimately what she wants, which I know would satisfy all parts, is to have an incredibly awesome life. Yeah. Because having an awesome life means having these connections.
Yes.
And relationships.
Yes. And bring everybody with me.
And bringing everyone with you and still getting to have the success,
yes.
right?
Yes. And share my success with them.
And share your success with them.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, good. Well, that sounds like a good positive purpose there. So
that will make me very happy.
And that will make you happy. So when we develop the new belief, we'll want to make sure that it satisfies all those elements of success and connections, relationships. So, okay. So now think about that old belief again.
And okay.
There was some emotion there too, especially when you're the sense of arrogance and the, yeah. you know, and yeah. this and really not liking that. And
yep.
And when you think about that belief that encompasses all of that, where do you feel the feelings in your body that are associated with it?
My stomach.
Your
right
stomach
here.
Right yep. here. Okay. And so, Sky, think about, when you think about the feelings associated with this belief, think about the shape and size of that in your stomach.
Okay.
And now, literally, just pull it out.
Okay.
And push it to the back of the room.
Okay.
And push it.
Yep.
And you can even shrink it down a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, good. And point to it. Show me where you put that.
It's right in the middle of the wall.
Okay. And show me which way it's turning now.
It is turning that way.
Okay. So reverse the spin.
Okay.
And just get it going faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And get it so going so fast that it's just going to shrink down to a zero point.
Okay.
Big flash of light, and then there's going to be a symbol or a special gift from your unconscious mind. And what do you see?
There we go again. It's the unicorn I saw yesterday.
She saw a unicorn yesterday. It's funny. I've been spinning a lot in it. One of the characters I get a lot is Winnie the Pooh. And I just spun something today, and I got Winnie the Pooh. And I would imagine the unicorn for you.
Yeah, with wings.
With wings. Okay.
And with the veil with stars and moon comes all with it.
Well, how appropriate that the unicorn has wings, huh? Because it could fly. But what is the, when you think about that unicorn, what's the special meaning in that for you? What does that mean?
It was perfect and magical.
Perfect and magical.
Yes.
Okay, great. So perfect and magical. So now, give that unicorn, well, you know it has the wings already, so we don't need to
right.
give it.
Yes.
And would you like to send that out?
Yes.
Okay, so just send it out. So just, unicorn just flies out of the room, and it's flying through the past, gathering healing information, and it's flying into the present and gathering mm-hmm. information, and it's zipping clear into the future where you've completely changed and let go of that belief, and you have a new belief, and as it's flying around in the future, it's gathering that new empowering belief for you, and when it comes back, it will be transformed or it will bring another gift with you. So, because time's simultaneous, it should come back now. So what do you
it,
see?
It became a very large unicorn, and then it came with a flower.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And what color is the flower?
Pink and white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I like to ask the color on things because they can have some type of symbolic meaning for people. So what does the flower mean to you?
There's a sense of calm, and it smells really good, so elegant.
Ah, okay, so calm and elegant.
Yeah.
Okay. So now look out there and reach out and grab the beautiful unicorn, and then also grab that flower and just bring all of that in now and allow that energy of that to flow throughout your entire body, through your muscle, through your bones, through all your cells, through your DNA, through your entire energetic being and the essence of who you are, Sky, now. Okay, good. Okay. And when you think about a new way of being in the world or a new belief, what would be a new belief that that allows you to have the success and connection and relationships?
you know, the elegance that I talk about, like the where the flower came in with, seems like that would be the bridge for the two.
Okay.
Like for the, I don't know how, but it just seems like that's the bridge for having both.
Mm-hmm. The elegance of the flower.
Yeah, will connect the two.
Ah, the flower is like a connection.
Yeah.
And a bridge.
Yeah.
So it's a connection.
I keep seeing the bridge in between.
In between. You can just, just bring that together now. There you go. And just bring in that connection and that bridge and that elegance. And if you were going to say that, how would you say that now? What would be a nice belief that you could say? And it doesn't have to be perfect, but just
a nice belief
that
I can have my cake and eat it too.
Okay.
I can have the business and relationships that I want in life.
Okay, yeah. So I can have the business and the relationships that I want in life, and the cake being, and you can enjoy it.
Right.
Okay,
so with everybody, share my cake.
With everybody, okay. So you'd write that down and say that one more time. I can have
The business and the relationships to share my success with me.
Okay, good. Yeah. And feel good about it.
And awesome.
Yeah.
Not feel good. Awesome.
Awesome. Feel awesome about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
It's hot in here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, excellent. Well, you know what? We'll let that integrate. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Oh, my God. It is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
The picture, everything.
Everything just seems
so beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome so much. So, way to go.